In other news, gym junkies abusing steroids are flooding into needle exchange centres in record numbers, we learned today. New data reveals the number of steroid users accessing centres in Western Sydney has leapt by 70% in 3 years. The rise in image-conscious young men trying to bulk up means that steroids are now the second most reported type of drug last injected. That's behind methamphetamines and ahead of heroin. Dr. Philip Reed runs the needle and syringe program for Southeast Sydney Health District. He's on the line. Doctor, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Ben.
You've seen this emerge, have you, in recent years? We know that steroids have been around a long time, but they've gone mainstream in recent years.
Yeah, that's right. Looking back about sort of 10 or 15 years, it was relatively unusual for people to report that they had been injecting steroids when they went to needle and syringe programs. But since about 2009 or 10, that number has steadily crept up to an increased level that we're now seeing.
Is that a fair way of describing it, going mainstream? Because it seems to me that once upon a time, people who were using steroids were those kind of major bodybuilders who looked like they had biceps popping out of every corner of their arm. Now you're seeing people who are gym junkies, image conscious, who are taking steroids because they believe it's going to make them look better.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that a lot of people are taking it now for image-related reasons. I think there are probably easier ways of accessing it through the internet and other routes than there previously have been. But still, across needle and syringe programs across New South Wales generally, other drugs still are the more predominant reported drugs. It's just this particular example of Western Sydney where there has been an increase, as you described.
We know what the dangers are with heroin or methamphetamine. What's the dangers with steroids?
Yeah, so any time, Ben, that somebody injects a needle into their body, either into their vein or into their muscle, there's going to be a risk of transmission of blood-borne viruses such as hepatitis C, hepatitis B, and HIV. So obviously the needle and syringe program across the state really focuses on those as the major risks that it's trying to reduce, and that is something that can occur in people that are injecting steroids. There are other specific risks related to steroids, which some people that use them regularly do experience, and that's going to be stuff related to their mood, so depression sometimes, liver disease, blood pressure issues that can lead to heart issues later on, and also sometimes impact on sperm counts and testicular size.
We really appreciate you coming on the program. Well done to the Daily Telegraph for bringing this to our attention today, because it's getting bigger and bigger as an issue. Doctor, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ben.
Dr. Philip Reed runs the needle and syringe program for the Southeast Sydney Health District, joining us on the line.